So we have a few minutes here while we change up the slide and change up the panel. So I'm going to read an introduction of our panel slowly so we have time. I'm good? Okay, good. So Cameron Rivers is a Houston attorney for Holland and Knight. His focus is on bankruptcy and restructuring. And Anna Sankren is a Houston litigation attorney with Holland and Knight. She focuses on a variety of commercial litigation matters with an emphasis on bankruptcy and bankruptcy litigation. And with that, I'll turn it over to Anna and Cameron.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me?
My name's Cameron Rivers. Anna Sankren,
unfortunately, will not be able to make it today, in addition to having her flight canceled three times due to the winter weather. She also came down with 102-degree fever. So she sends her regards and regrets that she couldn't be here today for everyone. Thank you all for having me. I wish I could say I was the last speaker of the day so I'd be able to dismiss you out to the bar, but in the event that you do get bored with the bankruptcy presentation and you sneak out early, just please bring me back a drink. So, our contact information is up on the screen. It'll be on the last slide as well. So that's all fun. A quick, there we go. This thing's neat. A quick commercial for the firm. We've handled some major energy cases, both creditor side and debtor side. Creditor work in Brazos, Sanchez, the PREPA bankruptcy case, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with. We just finished up the debtor case in Ector Energy. We've represented electric co-ops, producers, E&P companies, people on the project side and all of that fun stuff. And the firm has a robust renewable energy practice. I'm not going to read every single practice area on the slides, but those are hyperlinks if you want to click them later. So a brief overview about why I'm here and why you should care about what I'm about to say. That's a brief overview of what we're going to talk about. Bank basics, farm out and production agreements, executory contracts, sales, and some case updates. Here's why you should care about what I have to say. Bankruptcy is the largest docket in the federal system. In the event that any individual person is going to have an interaction with the federal court system, it's generally going to be the bankruptcy case, and the filing fees for the bankruptcy cases are some of the largest funding for the federal system. It's a huge docket. Judges have hundreds and thousands of cases at any one time. But bankruptcy in general also allows companies to orderly liquidate or reorganize their debts. And it also allows creditors, so you know, if you're not planning on having your company file bankruptcy or having your project file bankruptcy, you can be on the lookout for other projects that are going to and potentially purchase assets at quite a discount. The main bankruptcy-specific issues that people should know about, both on the deal side and the litigation side, depending on where you're practicing, is obviously the automatic stay, which most of you have probably heard about, issues surrounding executory contracts and bankruptcy sales and avoidance actions. And we'll touch on those as we go through. And feel free to stop me. I talk quick, so if anyone has a question, just jump in. A brief overview of the bankruptcy process. For those of you who don't know how it works, have never personally filed bankruptcy, have never had your company filed bankruptcy, thought that's a giant code and I'm definitely not taking bankruptcy or tax in law school. When a company files bankruptcy on the petition date, the date they file their petition, the automatic stay goes into effect, which prevents anyone from taking any actions to collect on a debt or a claim against the estate. All property of the debtor, both legal and equitable interests, are swept into what's the legal fiction of the bankruptcy estate. A creditors meeting will occur hosted by the U.S. trustee, at which point creditors get to ask about financials and issues surrounding the case. There's generally in the larger cases, so if you're financing a renewable project, that would probably be your client. They seek out case financing because it turns out the reason they filed bankruptcy is they don't have any money and can't continue operating. So they look for someone to help finance the cases, to help them restructure, get out.